You had to get out, and if the weeds come out in the yard, you had to get and hold
them.
You hold up all the weeds, yes, the grass and stuff.
Kept them just as pretty and clean, and about once a week, always about Saturday morning, them yards was to sweep, you know. And the trash all took up good, and then we had a big old wood pile. It'd be off a piece, and we'd have to keep the splinters and things picked up on it and keep our wood all piled up pretty on that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name you have for those little house outside they had before you had the bathroom?
The closet.
They call it the closet.
That is their closet. Yeah. That's what we always called that, was the closet. We go to the closet, you know. Young as thou ain't used to a closet.
No, they don't know what it is. I know Angie got a letter from a pen pal in France,
a girl in France.
And she drew her a plan of her house, and she had a WC right there, and a little room had WC, and I said, Angie, you know what that is? She said, no. I said, that's water closet. She said, what's that? I told her that was the bathroom. Over in France, they call it the water closet.
Water closet.
So that word closet tells it fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
We'll get us something. You just go ahead and fix yourself. No, I don't know. I'll have to take it out of the fridge or anything. I'll let you know. He said he didn't know for sure whether he was going to come or not. Well, he's going to let you know. Yeah. Okay. He told me that. But now if y'all will eat, we'll just take you out and eat.
That'd be nice, but no, I want to fix here. I can fix some hot biscuits and rice and tomatoes, and I've got plenty of sweet potatoes cooked, and I can open us some peaches. I've got some cake in there. And I've got stuff I can fix in a few minutes for y'all to eat.
No, we just wait. We'd rather just talk to you.
Well,
he's enjoying this.
I don't want y'all to
this bring back a lot of memories. Man, you know, I forgot about all this stuff. Pat didn't get in on this yard raking. I was thinking, Dodgy and I always had, the yard was divided. She had half and I had half.
Yeah.
You know, had to hoe each half and rake each half.
Yeah.
Pat didn't get in on that.
So she was younger.
Yeah, she was
younger. Let me tell about
That was barns. We called them barns, you know, for the mules and for the cows and all, you know.
What about a place you put corn?
That was a crib.
What about a place where you put grain, you know, seed or stuff like that?
Well, you see, we didn't have bins a long time ago or nothing. We just have to board up a place in the up in the barn, board it up to where it couldn't fall out, and put it in them would you just call it kind of box concerns or something like that. I know Jesse used to like saving our cotton seeds. See, we'd save our cotton seeds and have our cotton ground, I mean our cotton ginned, and he would board up a place up in the barn and put them cotton seed in it, and that would keep them then, you know. But way back then, people didn't have their grain, you know, shucked and shelled. It was always in the ear, and you just throw it in there. And then oats and things like that, you cut them down and tie them up like you do fodder. The fodder comes off of corn, you know, and you tie it up in bundles. And the oats, you do the same thing. And then you'd stack them in the barn, and then you'd feed the whole thing, you know, the oats and the fodder to the mules, you know, like that. Mm.
You ever heard anybody call a place
when they
were talking about
grain? You know, having your meal ground? You have corn
ground? You ever heard the word granary?
Grain?
Granary.
No.
We don't use that word. We don't use that word around here. Because we don't grow that
much. We used to have meals, you know, that we'd shuck and shell our corn and take it now. You remember that, don't you?
That.
They do that a little bit yet in different places. Brother Hamlet, I think. So.